The word for you today is, your emotions matter to God. This is our second day discussing this subject. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31, the scripture reveals, let all bitterness, wrath, anger be put away from you. Like Jesus, we have been created in the image of a God who expresses emotions. Neither the Father nor the Son was afraid or embarrassed to feel deeply, and we shouldn't be either. In Scripture, God's heart broke for his wayward children. See Hosea 11, verses 8 and 9. Jesus wept openly at the grave of his dear friend Lazarus. See John 11, verse 35. He expressed righteous anger over moneylenders defrauding worshipers in the temple. See Luke 19, verse 45 and 46. And when it comes to our own feelings, we are neither powerless pawns nor fearful fugitives. God wants us to own them, understand their message, and seek his counsel in engaging them for his glory and the benefit of others. The psalmist often voiced his emotions before God. In Psalm 22, verse 1, he cried out, my God, why have you abandoned me? Why are you so far away when I groan for help? Think how he must have felt to make him say those words. Intense fear, panic, confusion, disappointment, and betrayal. But note what he did with his emotions. He took them to God, addressed him personally, and called on his help. Do not stay so far from me, for trouble is near, and no one else can help me. That's verse 11. David's approach was bold, and he found the help he needed, for he has not ignored or belittled the suffering of the needy. He has not turned his back on them, but has listened to their cries for help. Verse 24. When you bring your feelings to God, you will find that all who seek the Lord will praise him. Their hearts will rejoice with everlasting joy. Verse 26. And that's the word for you today.